Galilee, lying to the north of Judea and Samaria, and west of the Jordan, was divided into two parts. Upper Galilee, with its rugged mountainous regions, and the low-lying hills and fertile valleys of Lower Galilee. Overlooking one of the secluded valleys of Lower Galilee lay the village of Nazareth. Below the village, among the orchards, there flowed a spring where the women came to draw water. The view above Nazareth commanded a majestic panorama of lofty mountains, one of which was snow-capped Hermon in the north, and to the south the extensive plain of Esdraelon, with the blue Mediterranean on the west. It was in this pleasant setting that Jesus spent most of his life. Until the age of 30, he lived and worked among the artisans and farmers of Nazareth. He was a carpenter, like Joseph, his legal father, and was the eldest of a large family, as the Gospels mention four other brothers and some sisters. Jesus received the regular training of a Jewish boy in home and synagogue, as his parents were pious Israelites who brought up their children in obedience to the law and in the knowledge of Scripture. The Gospel writers make no mention of these early years of the Saviour's life, except the incident of the visit to the temple in Jerusalem, which is given in the Gospel of Luke. Jesus grew strong in body and spirit, and God was with him. He was a boy like all the others, except for one important aspect. There was in him no trace of sin. His heart was pure, his thoughts and desires were always good. As the Son of Mary, he became human, but as the Son of God, he remained divine. His deity had been his from all eternity, while his perfect humanity became his at the incarnation. There was in him no trace of original sin, as he had been conceived by the Holy Spirit and had therefore not inherited the fallen human nature of all the descendants of Adam. Jesus was the only sinless human being that has ever lived, and therefore, as both God and man, he alone could become the Saviour of the world. His name Jesus is the Greek form of the Hebrew Joshua, meaning the Lord is salvation. Very early on, Jesus began to show his love for his heavenly Father. At the age of 12, he went with his parents to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. Every year, Mary and Joseph used to go to celebrate this festival. According to the law, a Jewish boy from the age of 12 had to participate in the religious life of the nation. Nazareth lay 140 kilometers to the north of Jerusalem. Each year, the village people would gather together for the journey south. After the feast was over, they would regroup to travel home. That year, while his parents were returning home with the others, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but Mary and Joseph were unaware of it. Thinking he was in the company of some of their friends or relatives, they were not worried about him and traveled on for a whole day. Then they began looking for him, and when they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to search for him in the city. Finally, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the doctors of the law, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. Mary said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. From his early youth, Jesus was conscious of his divine origin and was drawn to everything concerning God and his house, the temple. Then he went back to Nazareth with Mary and Joseph and was obedient to them, and his mother treasured all these things in her heart. Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Next episode, the baptism of Jesus.